You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before your throne washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge you, David. I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence and ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over this session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, to shift, to change, to move, to do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your dominion, your strength, your power, your goodness, your mercy. We thank you in advance for everything that you purpose to do today. It shall not be hindered. It shall go forth in might and power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You can have a seat. How's everybody doing this morning? Can't hear you over on this side. What about this side? Amen, amen, amen. Guys, I was seeking the Holy Spirit about what to teach on, because we understand that the pandemic seems to be reoccurring. And so the title of the message is, Are You Talking to Me? Are you talking to me? So what I did research on, what I know is a fact, is what we say to ourselves. So in this time of crisis worldwide, what are you saying to yourself? Are you encouraging yourself? Or are you going along with what you're seeing, what you're hearing? Is fear operating in your life? What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying when you have that conversation with yourself? What are you doing with worry? What are you doing with anxiety? What are you doing with fear? What are you doing with the cost of everything you go in? I mean, it's like my wife and I, we can get two things, it's $50. What are you doing with the concern about price increase, grocery increase? What about the job market? There's plenty of jobs out there, but is that the job that you want? Is that the job that you're looking for? What are you telling your children? What are you saying to yourself first? Because that's what's most important. But this is a teaching that will bring to light the things that you are thinking and the things that you're saying. And this is an open-ended question. And on the chat section, please feel free. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? Your money's going to run out? You're going to get laid off? What are you saying to yourself? Will you be the next person to get the coronavirus? Will you get the second strain? Will your child get the second strain? Will your husband get the second strain? Will your neighbor get the second strain? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Because eventually it's going to be verbalized. So I'm here to take you to a place where you understand how important your self-talk is. Because I want to make you aware of all the things that you're saying to yourself. And when you get an understanding of what I have, you will be amazed. So that's a real question. I got this side, I got this side. So what are you saying to yourselves? I got a mic. Well, I can shout it out as long as it's not a long sentence. What do you think? Get the mic? Hey, get the mic coming. You got any mic over on this side? Okay. All right, what you got, Nicole? Can I go louder, Thor?
Okay, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. Appreciate your honesty. I'm surrounded by death. Okay. All right. What else? I got one over here. Surrounded by death. Oh, I was hoping that you'd get a mic.
I caught myself thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do if the kids have to stay home again?
Okay.
And
okay.
My husband are working.
Okay.
Like, where are the kids going to go? How are they going to go to school? So
okay,
I have three to try to figure that out.
Okay, appreciate it. Somebody else? Mike coming? What are you saying to yourself?
I'm thinking I'm an overcomer in all situations.
Okay.
Because I know the greater one
okay.
is in me.
Okay.
And my needs will be met.
Okay, I'm an overcomer and my needs will be met. Megan, Mike coming your way? Because when you find out how often you think this thought.
I noticed a week or so ago at the grocery store that
uh-huh.
shelves were starting to be empty
yes,
again.
Okay.
And I said to myself, what is going on? Like, what is happening next that I'm not seeing?
Okay, what is happening next that I'm not aware of? I mean, I like Perrier water. Y'all know I like Perrier. Y'all know what I'm going to talk about. We talk about empty shelves. I like the ones in the can, you know, because when you pop the can, y'all know how it is when you put, you know, like, yeah, it's crisp and it's sharp and... My wife hadn't been able to get me one in how long, honey?
I haven't been in 4 weeks.
4 weeks. Then she say the whole shelf empty. I mean, you know, even the bottle kinds, they empty. You know, so I'm sipping this one bottle I got left right there. So what am I telling myself? What am I? Scarcity. It's called self-talk. What does self-talk mean? What is self-talk? It's a conversation. It's an internal conversation. Internal dialogue. That means you're having that conversation and you're talking to yourself and you got some things going on with yourself. And no one knows what you're thinking or saying unless you tell them. The words that we use talking to ourselves and it's silent. Remember I say no one else knows what it is until you share it. So what are you saying? And see, the thing about self-talk is there's multiple conversations going on right now. Because we're not just one-sided, we're multiple. So what words are going on right now? What things are you saying to yourself right now? It's intentional, and it's random thoughts that run through our mind. So sometimes we choose to think it, and then other times it's running by itself. So talking to ourselves is not as important as what we say to others. I mean, talking to others. Because, see, when we talk to others, do we butter it up?
Yeah.
How many of y'all know we butter it up?
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate honesty. I got three people on this side, four over on this side. Why do we feel like we got to butter it up?
They can't handle it.
Oh, they can't handle it?
They can't take it.
They can't take it. They don't want to know the truth. Uh-oh. Why else? What else is going on? Sometimes they don't have the solutions. We don't want them to be mad at us. Oh, sometimes we want to exaggerate things to make it sound better than what it is. You don't want people feeling sorry for you. Okay, if they struggle with little stuff, how can they understand big stuff? What? They think we can handle it. So what else? What else is going on? What else are we saying? What else? I mean, when we try to impress other people, what do we want out of that? Okay, to be liked. Okay. What else? To be looked at different. We're too embarrassed to tell the truth, okay? So we put on a facade. Y'all do know that most of the time, they don't care. If they see you hurting, they believe that it's not them. I'm just saying. But y'all check this out. This is what, so our self-talk is at a rate. Y'all check this out now. At 150 to 300 words per minute, our self-talk. So when we're thinking something, we might, you know, like you guys said what you thought,
But that word is being multiplied on the inside of you. You think you just thought that one time, but that thing is multiplying itself. I mean, it's talking at, like I said, a rate of 150 to 300 words per minute. See, I thought they were just talking about me. But then I realized y'all are talking like that too. Check this out. We think, y'all write this down, we think at a rate of 50,000 thoughts per day. 50,000 thoughts per day. All right. So I want to knock it down to two things, the conscious and the subconscious. So the conscious, that's the mind that we think with. That's the mind that we talk from. Those are the areas that we express things in, okay? So this is what the conscious does. It notices what is being said. It considers before we say it. How many of y'all know that when we apologize, we knew we said it wrong? Because it says our conscious considers things before it's said. And then we are aware of what we said. Now, that's anything dealing with our conscious. Now, let's go down to the subconscious. Let's take a look and see what it does. So, this is why God's word says that we must be born again, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Because if we're not, this is what the subconscious houses. Our beliefs. So what we believe about God, ourselves, and others is in the subconscious. It's not in the conscious. And I'll explain this as we go along. It houses our emotions. So see, unless you are healed, unless you're processing information at a different rate, then what happens if someone says something ugly to you, Corey? It's not going to go to your conscious. It's going to go to your subconscious because that's what housed all the past hurts. So you're going to respond to them according to what was said to you before, not what is freshly being said. You see what I'm saying? This thing deep, buddy. It houses our feelings, how we feel about things. You know, your face gets a little ugly if someone's handing you food that you don't eat. And you're not even aware that expression came up because where did it go to get it? The subconscious. It houses our beliefs. Now, I said that behavior. Our behaviors and habits are in the subconscious. So it's just automatic. If I see Curly cooking something and it's a round pan and it got a hole in the middle. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Tim? You know what I'm talking about, though. What do you think my subconscious say? Pancake. Huh? Pancake. That's up. So, you know, I just normally come in the door from the garage and look over in the kitchen. If I see that pan, my subconscious automatically goes there. You follow me? Because that's where it housed. That's where my pancake is. Yeah. Y'all ready for this? It's the perfect hiding place for our addictions and our fears and our worries. Why did I say hiding place? Because, guys, sometimes we're not even aware that it's there. So is counseling necessary sometimes to bring it out? Yes, it is. Is the word of God necessary to bring it out? So let's turn to the scripture, and it's not on the PowerPoint. I warned Michelle about that this morning. Because, you know, y'all know the Holy Spirit gives downloads. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Thank you, Shea. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Remember the conscious and the subconscious. His word is so sharp, it can split that right in two. It can split it to the point where he knows what we're thinking. Penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrows, of the deepest part of our nature. So you mean to tell me his word can go to the subconscious? And you know there's another thing called the super subconscious, but we're not even going to get into that. To the deepest part of our nature. So he goes to exactly where the thoughts are, exactly where things are hidden, exactly where fear is located, exactly where our habits are, exactly where our addictions are, exactly where our behavior is. And see, his word is the only thing that can go to that and produce the change in our life. And it says of sitting, of sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purpose of the heart. That's what his word does. That's why we need his word. And it goes on to say, and not a creature. You know, y'all, I mean, some of us, y'all know we creatures, right? And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight. So whatever we think we're doing in secret, guess what? It's going to come to light. He sees it. But all things, how many things? All things are open and exposed. Naked. You can have clothes on, he can see through that thing. And defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So who do we have to answer to? But see, I'm telling you guys, I got a question in the back.
Pastor, I'm real nosy. So okay. I want to know, what was your self-talk just then when your mic wasn't working?
Okay, that's a good
example. When people weren't moving fast enough, like, what is your self-talk?
Okay. I'm going to get the word out regardless of what happens. I'm going to get the word out if I got to yell. I'm going to get the word out if I got to scream. I'm going to get the word out if I got to write on a piece of paper and show you what it says. My other self-talk was not again. Then I say, well, they had me a mic. I don't like a mic. But if the mic is going to get the word out, then I'll use the mic. So I looked at the job that God has placed me in, what I am capable of doing, what I need to do. He told me to bring forth his word. So I'm thinking, no matter what happens, you know, like people will ask me, they'll say, did you hear the baby crying? I can't hear the baby crying because the baby is not in the word. Now, listen to what I'm saying. That baby crying, I can't stand before God and say, the reason I didn't bring forth your word was because the baby was crying. You see what I'm saying? That person just got up and walked out. I can't, that person walking out is not in the word. So I go back to what my foundation is and what he's called me to do. And so what I realize is when stuff happens, the first place I go to is what I've shared with you all, virtue. What's life-giving? What's life-giving? I'm also thinking, man, you know, people going to see somebody walk across and hand me a clicker. People going to see somebody walk across and hand me a mic, make an adjustment on the mic. And then I went to virtue. At least somebody did it. At least they didn't just sit here and watch me stand up. You know, the same thing with the podium. At least he didn't just stand there and let the wires, me be concerned about whether I'm going to trip over the wires. So see how that's life-giving. So now that's in my subconscious, my spirit. How do I go to virtue? Life, what's life-giving the fastest? My mind automatically knows, Paul, when something is going on, go to life-giving. Go to my beliefs, my habits, my values. Go to it. So excellent question. And so let me ask you what you guys were thinking when it was going on. See how that worked? I want to know what you were thinking. God's going to get the glory.
Thank God I got dressed this morning. Didn't wear what I was going to wear.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, that. And let me let you get something, guys. Get something about what's happening in self-talk while it's going on. So when we are in self-talk, what happens is we are having multiple conversations with ourselves at one time. Multiple conversations. For example, when is he going to get to the point where he tells us how to get rid of this? Let me see, what am I going to eat next? Man, it's the AC is too cold or the AC is too hot. They need to turn it up or turn it down. What else are you thinking? Just shout it out. And it's okay because I know you're thinking multiple thoughts because that's how the brain works. Who else? What time is it? Okay. Appreciate your honesty. What time is it? When do I leave? Who's going to be in my way? Stay focused on what he's saying, even if I don't like what he's saying. No, I'm not saying that's what you, but I'm just saying multiple thoughts. Ashley, she's thinking something. I see she always thinking something. Did he empty trash this morning? No, I'm just joking. That's a no. She said, I wasn't thinking that at all. Okay, what else?
How can I fix this?
How can I fix this? What's going on? How did it happen? Where did it happen? When did it happen? Can I stop it from happening?
Somebody online said, this is only momentary.
This is only momentary. Anybody else? I got a mic right here.
So something I was thinking was, what's the difference between the subconscious and the unconscious?
Well, some people use the same word. Yeah, some people use sub and some people use un. Okay? All right? See, he's thinking. Okay. All right, so y'all write this down. Self-talk, that's what we're saying to ourselves. How many words do we normally speak? 150 to 300 per minute. Okay? And so the self-talk, that's what we're saying to ourselves. So nobody knows what you're thinking and what you're saying to yourself. Plus the conscious. Now, that's what we are aware of, equals instructions. So with the self-talk that we're saying to ourselves and our consciousness, which is where it's working from, equals instruction. So you are telling yourself consciously what you're thinking. But check this one out right here, guys. The instruction that you just got from your consciousness is connecting with your subconscious, which is what is hiding there? Everything. Feelings, emotions, habits, values, behaviors, and it's giving it action. So this action you gave it to by what you've been saying with your self-talk. This action, so it doesn't care whether it makes sense or not. It just says you told them, and so I'm going to produce what you told me. How many times you've been saying it? 50 per minute. Okay? And this is what we can have said. I'll be the first one to fill in the blank. I'll be the first one to finish my food. Okay? Well, we had that at that men's breakfast this morning. Who was the first one to finish? Corey was? Okay. and this is not you talking. Just play along for a moment. I'll be the first one to what? Get the virus. I'll be the first one to be fired. I'll be the first one to what? I'll be the first one in my family to get a house. I'll be the first one to graduate college. I'll be the first one to drop out of college. Now, how many times are you saying this, guys? I just want to keep coming back to that because I want it to make a point to you. How many times? 150 to 300. That's per minute. Our self-talk is at a rate of 150 to 300 per minute. So this is where the enemy gets you. You're saying, I'll be the first one to lose my house. You're saying that at a rate of 150 to 300 times per minute. You're not aware that that's what you're saying. So what happens is, that is what we said it was instruction. Instruction to deliver what I say. So now what has to happen in order for me to lose my house? Not pay the bills? Don't go to work. Get fired from work. So I got to find out a way that I can get somebody mad enough with me that they'll fire me. Or depending on the government to pay for it. But the catch of it is I'm producing this because I'm not focusing on what I'm thinking about and what I'm saying to myself. Because we can be in front of somebody. Y'all know we can lie real good. Well, how things going? Man, I'm telling you, I'm having the best year of my life. I got 5 raises. I just bought a new house, a new car. Well, you live in New York, so nobody can tell what you really got. And you leasing. And you leasing. But the last instruction. So consider the subconscious giving instructions after it was told what to do. Okay, the conscious told it what it wanted to do. Without our awareness, then we are living to make sure that it comes to pass based off what the subconscious picked up. Because the last thing it heard was, I'll be the first one to lose my job. Now, how often are we saying this? 150 to 300 times per minute. And we think we're doing our job, but all that's going on behind the scenes is it's constantly saying, I'll be the first one to lose my job. I'll be the first one to lose my job. I'll be the first one to lose my job. How many times? So I'm sharing this because I want you to get to a place where you understand you can hear what the subconscious is saying. All you have to do is be aware of the conscious, what it's saying. You follow me? You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody get what did you hear me say? You need an example? Okay. The one that I got up here, I'll be the first one to get fired. Okay? That's my self-talk. I'm saying that. I'm saying it to myself. Every time I say it, it leaves my consciousness and it goes to my subconscious. And it's going to start to repeat itself because I'm going to say it 150 to 300 times per minute. It gets to the point where you stop even listening because it's recorded now. Y'all understand what the record button just keeps going? I got a question.
So once it starts recording, that's you have to live up to those actions to make it happen.
Exactly. But you're not aware that you're living up to the action. The subconscious is making sure that you live up to the action. So you're going on about your everyday life, telling people how blessed you are, how great things are going, and how you're excited about life. Go ahead.
So basically what you're saying is, in my conscious, I'm saying, mm-hmm. I'm going to be the first one to lose my job. Mm-hmm. And I start to believe that and start to. So then I become sick on Monday. Fall out.
Okay.
I get better, but on Tuesday I got a doctor's appointment.
There it is. Mm-hmm.
Wednesday I have to get off early. Thursday I can't come back in.
Uh-huh.
I got a doctor's note for, you know. So basically your behaviors become your habit to help you lose the position.
I have to do that because you didn't tell me anything else. Okay. Excellent. Thank you. You didn't tell the subconscious anything else. So the last directive it got was see to it that she loses a job. I got one here, one here, one here.
So does everything we say automatically once it goes it drops in your subconscious every single thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You ain't no skip that one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going there. And then it wants to continue because that's the last directive it had. I'll be the first one to lose my job. So it's saying, okay, that's the last direction I got. That's what I'm going with. But now you out here telling everybody else about how great the job is and you want to work there for the rest of your life. But you said that one time. But how many times you saying this? Yeah. By the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I got one person back there over here. Yes, ma'am.
What if you say something by accident? I mean, I get angry a lot. And then it's like as soon as it shoots out, I'm like, oh, shoot. I shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Well, repent.
So, yeah.
Yeah, repent. That helps it. I mean, that helps erase it.
Yeah.
But let's say we choose not to forget. Okay, we're quiet in here. What if we choose not to forgive? Every time we think about that person, it's sending 150 to 300 words per minute about that person. Y'all understand? And then you wonder why your body is starting to act different. Why it's starting to have some aches and some new pains. Whenever you see that person, you start to respond to it. And see, you're thinking you're the one responding to it. But where did I say our behavior was hidden? Where did I say our feelings were hidden? Where did I say our emotions was hidden? See, the word of God is the only thing that can stop this thing. Okay, Wayne, you hear the question. And then it was somebody over on this side. Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
I was going to ask if you, let's say, talking about the losing your job and yourself and your subconscious was, like you said, recording it, and you have a dream about it, is that part of your subconscious?
Yes. Very good. Dreams are a part of the subconscious. Sickness is a part of the subconscious. So what happens is, it says the last direction I had was to make sure they lose their job. So it says, how do I do that? And Faith gave a perfect example of that. So dreams are a part of the subconscious. Okay? Wayne, you hear one? Yeah. Dale, right here.
So these are things that you may never even really say out loud, right?
Yep. So nobody even know they exist.
Okay.
So what gets me is when you hear about someone who passed and people say, well, you know, they were just doing well. Their health was in shape. They lost all the weight that they needed to lose. But see, nobody knows that they said, I won't live to see 50. They said that 150 to 300 times per minute over time. Okay? Who else? It was Tamika, right?
So can you tell your subconscious to shut up, or yes. Are you not aware of it?
Yeah. So most of the times, you're not aware of it. So write this down. Let me say it first. A lot of things we don't correct because it's our coping skill. So I'm not going to tell my subconscious to shut up because I've been using it in secret. That's why it's called self-talk. So nobody knows, Tamika, that I'm thinking these things, that I'm saying these things to myself. So me and my subconscious are buddies. Because, see, you don't know that I'm thinking that way because I told you how great I am. How all my bills are paid. I owe no man nothing but to love him. That's the last thing I told you, so that's what you think. But then when the debt comes in and you're overwhelmed by it, you just go right to your subconscious. Because remember, in the subconscious, that's where your habits are. That's where your addictions are. So I'm addicted to lying so I can look good. So ain't no say a word. I don't want to know what they're doing. I don't want to know what they're doing because then I have to change something. Yes, ma'am.
So I have a question when you were pertaining to our subconscious and dreams. So months ago, I had a dream that Devlin and I were singing together.
Okay.
I waited a few weeks, and then I told him about the dream.
Okay.
After I told him about it, a couple of weeks after that, Jazz called me and was like, you know what would be a great idea? And I'm like, what? She was like, if you and Devlin would sing together. And I was okay. Like, that's funny you say that. But I was wondering, where did the dream come that I had, being that I hadn't sung in like 4 years?
Okay. All right, so the dream came from your subconscious, from your consciousness, because your self-talk throughout those months were, I think me and my son can get together and sing. I think we ought to sing together. I think Devlin could sing this, and he could follow me, and I could follow him. You had to be talking about you and Devlin singing together in order for the subconscious to grab it. And then the subconscious said, no matter what's going on, I got to make sure the director of music knows that you guys should be singing. So then Jazz gets this idea and says, okay, well, let me get y'all two together. I think y'all work a nice team. So the subconscious only did what you told it you wanted to do, which is you and your son sing. And then Jazz was involved in, because remember, the subconscious is spirit to spirit. You think it's random that you walk up and give me $100? Okay. I come to church expecting to be blessed. So the subconscious says, you heard what the instruction was. Go make it happen. Amen? Good question.
Do we live in the subconscious or conscious?
You live in the conscious. That's what you're aware of. But the subconscious is always listening for instructions. So keep okay. Hearing that word, guys. It's listening for instructions. Because it only will do what you tell it to do. It will only do what you tell it to do. But your consciousness made the rule for it, the instruction for it, and now the subconscious is what's trying to bring it to pass. I got no one? Okay, yes.
So since the subconscious is spirit to spirit, is that why when you think you're faking the funk real good and everybody can see that your mask is on?
Yes.
Is that why?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But most of the time, Michelle, people, you got to grab this thing. People are so concerned about themselves that they can bypass your subconscious because they're concerned about themselves. Am I lying on anybody? I don't care what you're wearing. I'm concerned about what I'm wearing. I don't care where you got a car. I'm driving my car. Is mine going to make it back home? But guys, I'm telling you, I'm just bringing this to pass because depression is in the subconscious. But remember, it's a coping skill. I go to the subconscious because I can't talk to people in real time. So what I'll do is I'll take this. It's very rare that you have people who really share what they're going through with the virus thing. It's very rare. I had a client, and I won't go into a lot of detail, but when they called, I already had a prayer that I wrote for dealing with this because people have been traumatized and they don't even know it. Because where is it? It's in the subconscious. So you're not acting the same. You're not responding the same. You're not thinking quick. You're not moving quick. Everything is slower. Everything is going on slower because it's hidden in the subconscious. But see, we saw in God's word in Hebrews, his word is the only thing that's sharp enough that it can cut in between all this stuff. And take us to the place where the pain is, where the suffering is, where the habit is, where the addiction is, where the fear is, where depression is. So, you know, this is real time. I was nervous this morning. And I've been talking a long time. And my wife and daughter came in my office, and I said, I need prayer. And my wife is, she good at what she does. She don't say what's wrong. Because how are we? Spirit to spirit. So after she prayed, as she was starting to leave, I said, my biggest concern, honey, is that I need the people to get this. Because I said, out of my mouth, some people are not going to make this. So if you don't know something's going on, and you're operating in it, and you're doing 150 to 300 per minute with that thought that we won't make this, we're going to fail, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose that, then the last instruction that the subconscious got was make it happen. So now my job is to make you aware of what you're thinking about when you're talking to yourself. Stop using self-talk as a coping mechanism and look at the real problem for what it is. If I'm afraid, say I'm afraid. Let's bring healing to that. If I'm in lack, acknowledge the lack, and then let's bring healing to that. And then start talking about abundance as your lifestyle. Yes, sir. Yes. Question might come in your way. So that's what my concern is. Because, you know, I'm asking the Holy Spirit. I say, so Holy Spirit, how do I combat this? This wave, this stuff. Because for real, I mean, people are saying, every time my wife goes to the store at least once every other day. And she's telling me what's missing, because most of the time it's my stuff. People accuse me of laughing too much as a minister, but I'm having fun. Y'all can do what y'all want to. But go ahead.
Wait, then, because what you said, we can use self-talk as a coping mechanism.
Yes.
So that means, as Christians, because we're kind of prone to, like, always confessing, I'm blessed or whatever, we're not really feeling that way. Mm-hmm. So even though on the outside that looks all spiritual and right, you're really not helping yourself at all.
No, sir.
Okay, so just acknowledge what's really going on.
If I'm hurt, I'm hurt.
Okay.
But see, people can't say that. Why we can't say that? Why we can't say you hurt me? It's real. I'm asking a real question. Some people think it's a sign of weakness. Because we're adults and we should be able to take it. What else? Well, ooh, maybe you're going to use it against me. Then you have to confront it. And what's wrong? Bring it over on here, Dale. Come on. We got one. All right, so Megan said maybe we have to confront it. All right, so what's wrong with confronting it, Megan?
All right, so I'm going to give a real life example.
Okay, real life example.
All right, so this week, Will and I had a disagreement.
Okay.
I know about that.
Okay, all right.
He knows about
okay,
it.
Okay, Will knows
about it. So at first I was like, okay, it's just information.
Okay.
Just acknowledge the issue, okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then probably a few hours later.
Okay.
As we're getting towards the end of the night, this happened in the afternoon.
Okay.
So in the afternoon, we had a plan, right? Like we had an agreement about how we're going to address the disagreement.
Okay.
Then at night, I was like, you know what? I'm mad.
Okay. All right.
And so he asked, like, you okay? I was like, well, actually, I'm angry about this.
Okay. Awesome.
But it took me a few hours. And during that time when I was willing to acknowledge that I was mad, it was definitely self-talk, but I guess maybe it was conscious self-talk.
Okay.
Am I gonna tell him
okay.
that I'm mad? Am I gonna just keep it? I heard your comment about don't let the sun go down. Right. So I heard myself saying, am I gonna let the sun go down? Am I gonna ignore the training that we've received here at church?
Okay.
And so I chose to acknowledge it.
Okay.
And there was silence, and then I acknowledged that silence again the next day, and I was okay. So. But it's uncomfortable, right?
Okay.
Because you have to face it.
You got to face it. Okay.
I also said to myself, I said this out loud, this is adulting.
Ooh, okay. Awesome. Okay. Amen. Thanks for sharing. You good? Okay. All right. So you did right. So what happened is now you have, okay, let's say you kept things down. This is kept things down for a while. So that's really, really up high. Okay. But now you're starting to adult. So then you went up a notch. So the subconscious got this. He's got this new adulting. So the next time something happens, it will say which one you want. Do you want to mask it and keep it? Or do you want to speak up about it. Because, see, you gave it information, and for you to give that information, you have been saying that how many times, guy? 150 to 300 times per minute. You have been saying, I got to address this, and it was mixed with the other one, which is he's going to be mad. So as long as we start to replace the thought, it starts to grow. Whoever you feed, grow. Y'all write this down. Whoever you feed, grow. If you feed fear, it grows. If you feed abundance, it grows. So feel the thing. Acknowledge what you feel so that you are rewriting a new script. And then sooner or later, what will happen is over time, because remember, I want to speak hope to you. And hope says what Hebrews said, that God's word is the only thing that's sharper and powerful than a two-edged sword, able to divide asunder between the soul and the spirit and then thoughts and intents of the heart. So the word is our healing. That's why I can give you opinion after opinion, but the word is what's going to cut it. The word is what's going to divide it. The word is what's going to show it. The word is what's going to give you the freedom and deliverance. Got a question, statement?
Yeah, so the question originally was, if somebody hurts you, why don't you speak up? Is that correct?
Right, that's correct.
Has anyone said because then it makes you vulnerable? Like you're showing vulnerability.
Okay.
Okay, so you're showing vulnerability, and like if they know what they said or whatever, okay, now they know your soft spot, right, or your weakness.
Uh-huh.
So you don't want to show vulnerability.
Right.
That was it.
Okay, so check this out. Because the fear of vulnerability, that's going on 150 to 300 times per minute. So what it's hoping to do, not knowing that that's what it's doing, is it's going to create vulnerability, fear of being vulnerable in every area of your life. It starts out with one, which is that friend. But its job is to get it to the place where you won't be vulnerable about anything. You in prayer line, and I mean, you in church, and the pastor just randomly, who we know it's not random because it's going through his subconscious because the Holy Spirit working in that, tells you, anybody need prayer for such and such? Well, I know who the people are, but if they don't come up, I just stop asking them to come. I don't stop asking them to come because whatever habit you're dealing with that won't allow you to raise your hand when you need help, I'm getting in the way of that because I'm enabling you because I'm calling you up. While you are living in the place where I can't be vulnerable about anything. It started out with just that friend. Yeah, I understand. So I done went from strongholds now. I done went all the way to strongholds. The stronghold setup is not just to affect you in that one area. It's to affect you in your life. You can't be. Now, I'm just sharing. Not just that it's you, but thanks for bringing it up. So if you can't be vulnerable when you go to the doctor and the doctor asks you real personal questions, you ain't gonna say nothing. So it knows that the last instruction it got was don't be vulnerable. It didn't say certain times. It started out with certain times. Now it's any time. That's why some people have to have their loved one to walk in the doctor's office with you. And you're looking at you as an adult and your spouse is walking in there with you. What's up with that? I got a question in the back or a statement.
Make sure you know when your self-talk requires counseling. So, for example, the first wave of COVID, I was like freaked out. I was sanitizing every piece of grocery.
In person.
Lysol in the bottom of my shoes, which I still do. And didn't hug my parents, nobody. And when I had a counseling session, God told me that he had me in his bubble. And so I see myself in a bubble that mm-hmm. he is protecting me. So now I could pump gas. I don't even use hand sanitizer.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
But someone online, they wanted to know, is the conscious where you call those things to be not as though they were?
Yes. Because the subconscious is an active person, an active spirit, but the conscious is what we are aware of about what we're saying. You follow me? So if I want to change something, I'll start talking to it in the conscious text, and then it'll go where? To the subconscious to see to it that it takes place. So when you call things that be not as though they were, you're starting at the conscious. You just gave instructions to the subconscious, and the subconscious is saying, make it come to pass. You follow me? So I see you. The thing I want to get you to be aware of is if things in my life are not lining up, something is hidden in the subconscious. Because the last instruction it got was, you won't be able to make it. You'll never get out of debt. So if I'm tithing, I'm giving offerings, and I'm being mindful of my financial habits, and it still seems as if nothing is working, then something is hidden in my subconscious that I gave it permission to have. And I got Ashley.
Yeah. Can I build up so much positive on top of that negative subconscious thought that it goes away?
Yes, ma'am. It's been replaced. Yeah.
Replaced?
It's been replaced. Okay. The negative has been replaced.
Okay.
Every word that we speak is a seed that's being sown. And whichever seed we plant the most, that's the one that's going to grow.
Gotcha.
Whether it's conscious or unconscious. So we don't have to be aware, but that's what I'm telling you. God's word says this, by their fruit, you should know them. By their fruit. So if you're getting a certain type of fruit, it can't come unless you are planting it. You follow me? So if I'm planting destruction, I'm planting chaos, that's the only fruit that's going to grow up. Period. This and only this. Whatsoever man sows, this and only this will he reap. I got right here, top, and then I had a few people going that way.
Can you be vulnerable and strong at the same time?
Yes, sir.
How do you do that?
Look at me. Okay. I'm a strong dude, but I'll cry in a minute. Because, see, ain't no be one of them ones. When God calls me to glory, it'll be because my job is complete. It won't be because I held all the emotions in like men normally do, and then we die because worry has consumed us. Anger has consumed us. I won't be one of those men. You can tease me about crying, but I'm a healthy crier. Yeah. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
That's what that looks like. Jesus was like, I model him. Did Jesus cry? Now, when men and women come into my office for counseling, I don't have to tell women to cry. It's okay to cry. I have to tell men that. I say, guys, and I always use Jesus. I say, guys, I know you're tough and everything, but there's a tissue box. I tell them I go through 4 boxes a week. I say, but I want you to know, if Jesus cried, that means we can cry. I'm doing more Zoom sessions now than ever before. And I have to tell the woman who's crying, I'm crying with you. Because I want her to know, you might never heard a man cry before. But when I think about what you went through and what Christ is bringing you out of, and I'm supposed to sit here and just be a counselor, I don't play that. Because, see, I just dealt with my emotions. I ain't got to wait till later and ride down the road and then break down and cry. Cry then. I'm just telling you what's healthy. Because it ain't going to my subconscious. Whatever you do, don't cry. Is your hand up? Oh, go. The girl with the mic got the hand up. Go ahead, sister.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but the previous person said something I wanted to ask.
Okay, go ahead.
When he said, can you change it through something positive, right? Is mm-hmm. that through positive affirmations, like saying, I am
yeah.
such and such positive?
Mm-hmm.
Or did prayer?
You can do it through both. Anything okay. that's positive, guys. But check this out. Remember, the word is the only thing that's alive and can go to places that nothing else can go to. Remember, the word is sharper than a two-edged sword, aiming to divide asunder between the soul and the spirit and the thoughts and intents of the heart. So I'm going to go with the word because that one is promised. Yeah.
Okay.
I got one over here, and then I got to stop, guys. Y'all take me there now.
Okay. So I'm thinking about the self-talk and our subconscious,
mm-hmm.
and it occurs to me that this lesson is also tied to the past series, which is our permission slip, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what are we giving ourselves permission to do?
Okay.
So we can, this is a question.
Uh-huh.
So I can give myself permission to become aware of what is in my subconscious so that then I can see what my fruits are and what is not lining up in my life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Amen? So let's pray right there. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we give ourselves permission to hear our self-talk. We give ourselves permission to see and know what's in our subconscious. And what's not supposed to be there, we will acknowledge it and eradicate it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I got to stop. I got to pick this back up on Thursday, guys. Amen. All right, so I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you because based off the questions they're hearing, they are hearing. So I want to know, I'm talking to you out there. For a long time in your life, you've said out of your mouth, because it started in your head. Now it's gone down to your subconscious, and I want to acknowledge that I know what's in there. You said, when I was hurt, Jesus wasn't there. But you will find out as you enter into a relationship where he was. You'll find out that he stood by you, that he never left you, that when he died on the cross, he was thinking about you. So I'm talking to that person that's angry with God because they didn't think he was there. Only to find out, even now while I'm praying, it's coming out of your subconscious to your conscious. And you are allowed to see where he stood, who he pushed out of the way, who he made sure was there to help, to hold. And you thought it was a stranger, but it was an angel manifested to make sure that you made it home. So if I'm talking to you, I just want to lead you in a prayer. And the agreement is already in the sanctuary. So you're going to hear them pray along with you. So repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I am saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. Thank you, Father, for giving us your son. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So guys, just go to chosenrva.com and just go to the new members section, and there is information there that my wife and I taught classes about salvation. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.